First up, a U.S. federal judge's ruling on a controversial policy of the Obama administration. It concerns gender and schools. The background. In May, the White House recommended that U.S. public schools allow transgender students to use the bathrooms or locker rooms that correspond with their gender identity. People who are transgender identify as a gender that's different than their biological sex at birth. The response. Supporters say without the new rules, transgender students would be separated and discriminated against in schools. But 23 states sued the federal government, saying the Obama administration was trying to illegally rewrite existing law and force radical changes on U.S. schools. If they don't follow the rules, they can lose education funding from the federal government. The ruling. Yesterday, a federal judge in Texas blocked the Obama administration's policy. He said the government didn't follow the right procedures in issuing the rules and that they go against U.S. laws that are already in place. The Obama administration can still appeal the ruling. For now, it means that the government cannot penalize the schools that don't follow the transgender policy. It's not exactly a bridge over troubled water, but given that it's the highest and longest glass-bottomed bridge in the world, it'll still cause some shaky knees. It's almost 20 feet wide, but the real numbers are in its length, more than 1,400 feet, and its height. The valley floor is almost 1,000 feet down. It just opened in China's Hunan province, stretching over the Zhangjiajie Grand Canyon. It can support as many as 800 people at a time. At one point, a car drove across it. But some might hesitate because last October, cracks appeared at a different glass walkway in China as people made their way across. Officials say that was just superficial damage, though. Glass-bottom tourist attractions have been popping up all over the world.